Now we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, starting our second segment here of the program. And we're joined here this segment by Riley County Extension Nutrition, Food Safety, and Health Agent Megan Doherty, who joins us via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
It is a pleasure to have you on the program. And Megan, we haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing, first off?
It's been a while, but been good and trying to stay as healthy as possible, so can't complain.
All right. Good stuff. Well, you've got a great topic here today, very timely, and that is eating healthy on a budget, because if you've been to the grocery store lately, you know everything's going up.
Yeah, absolutely. I know myself, when I went grocery shopping the other day, I came out and I had to double check what I all bought because my grocery bill is a lot higher than it usually is. So thought this could be a good topic that a few other people could use as well.
Well, and you know, one thing I always find that when I go to the grocery store, if I want something that's a little healthier, it always costs a little bit more money, but maybe there's some ways around that.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest tips I could say is that when people think healthy eating, they think everything they buy has to be from the fresh produce section, which is absolutely not true. While fresh fruits and vegetables are always a great addition to any meal, there are also other options, especially because, you know, fresh produce isn't always in season, which makes it cost a lot more. So definitely check out the produce section of your grocery store just to see if there's anything on sale. Some of those other things that are in season, if they are a little bit cheaper, definitely pick those up. But also only buy what you're going to use. I know that's one thing for myself, especially. I go in, I see all this wonderful produce, and I buy a lot more than I'm going to eat. So definitely make sure you're buying what you're going to eat for the week or however long it'll keep at your house. If you do happen to buy a little bit extra and you know you're not going to get to eat it before it goes bad, go ahead and just put it in a freezer safe container, chop it up, prepare it how you would pull it out of the freezer and use it. And then you will have that at an additional time later on. So I really like to do that when I make soups or anything. I get, you know, celery, carrots, onions, stuff like that. And it freezes great if you just wash it, peel it, if you need to chop it up. And then I like to use just freezer safe Ziploc bags, write a date on there, what it is, and then I can just pull it out and use it at a later date. So that's a great tip as well. If you don't opt for fresh produce, you can always go to the frozen section, or also canned items are great as well and just as nutritious as fresh. So when you're looking at canned fruits, try and get just in 100% fruit juice or water if that's an option. Just try to stay away from things that are canned in high fructose corn syrup, just because that adds additional sugar to the sugar that's already in your fruits. When you're looking at canned vegetables, just try to get low sodium or reduced sodium or no salt added at all. And that'll help you stay within that healthy focus and just watch all of your nutrients a little bit more.
All right. Some good tips. You know, the fresh vegetable one there, when talking about freezing vegetables, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's something I don't always know how to do properly. So, that is a good tip because I just recently went to the grocery store. We had bought too much on our vegetables and one of our salads went bad. We didn't use it in time. And, you know, God forbid we knew what we know now here. We might have been able to catch that.
Yeah, and absolutely. And the other thing is just plan accordingly. So if you do have some of that produce that you know goes bad faster or quicker than others, and say, for instance, salad, not really your best freezer-friendly meal. So go ahead and just make that when you first get home from the grocery store. Plan it in that first meal, and that way you have it available for the rest of the week and finish that off first before you start moving on to those other fruits or vegetables that might be a little bit more freezer-friendly.
And that's a good point too. Making a, you know, planning out your meals, I know can save you a ton of money because you're planning it out. You know what you're going to have, and you stick to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's my second point that I like to bring up is just planning ahead before you go to the grocery store can save you a lot of money, and it can also save you a lot of calories sometimes also if you're looking at that. When you plan your recipes ahead of time, that allows you to make a shopping list based off what you already have in your house that, you know, I know I'm guilty of this also, but I find a recipe at the store that I want to come up with and make at home, but I'm not sure if I have all of the ingredients. So I go ahead and buy them just because I don't want to go back to the store later. And then sometimes I end up with multiples at home. So go ahead, plan your recipes ahead of time, just so it does save you on buying duplicates of items that you might already have. And so you're using up what you already have also. The second part to that is when you plan your recipes ahead of time, when you have a grocery list that you go to the grocery store with, you're more likely to stick to that list instead of just finding, oh, that looks good, that looks good, we better get that also. When you have a set list, you're really more focused on getting things on that list and sticking to it. So you don't pick up those extra Little Debbie cakes or something like that along the way. So that's another thing to think about when you're making a list and shopping, as well as, you know, when you do plan ahead, sometimes you can make some of those meals in a larger quantity. It's really great with like soups or casseroles. You can make extra and then you can just pop it in the freezer if you have the room, pull it out at a later date and make it then. So sometimes it's cheaper to buy some things in a bulk quantity and then you can just make more, have it then, and then save some for a later date also. So that can also help stretch your dollar a little bit further too.
All right. And Megan Doherty joining us here from the Raleigh County Extension Office, talking about eating healthy on a budget. Any other tips you have for us?
Yeah, just another thing that I always like to think about when I'm going grocery shopping, just like we talked about making a list ahead of time, I like to try to plan my meals that week. And I kind of look at the grocery ads that come out on a weekly basis and just see if there are any specials that week that you can line up in your menu that might be on sale or at a cheaper or reduced price. That way that can save you a little bit money and you can still eat your favorite things. It's just in accordance with the weekly ad. And that can also give you some ideas. I know I'm always searching for recipe ideas or what's going to sound good for dinner. Nobody ever knows and nobody can ever make up their mind. So if you have that ad there as a little bit of a guide, it can also help you come up with some great ideas, remember some of your favorite foods, and then help you plan those into your week. So with all of those, that should help you to try and save a little bit on your grocery bill and also try and do a little bit more in a different way as far as your health and nutrition goes.
All right. Yeah, so it's funny how they all kind of tie together. You know, if you plan ahead, you can save money, and you can also help yourself maybe eat a little better at the same time. It's neat that that all kind of just ties together.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one more thing I might just throw in. I know a lot of people during this time of COVID have opted for the grocery pickup as well. And that can also help save on your grocery bill just because you do make a list. You're not walking through a grocery store seeing all those extra temptation items, you're just getting what's on your list. So that is also a convenient option that doesn't necessarily mean it's for everybody, but it's also a great option for some people as well.
It's great if you have kids because it reduces the I want factor.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, Megan. Well, it's always a pleasure to get an update from you, and we look forward to talking to you again down the road.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hi, again, that is Megan Doherty from the Raleigh County Extension Office. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Geary County Schools. Dr. Eggleston joins us next on News Radio KMAN.